Who's talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910? Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, Moore's Volvo, LeClaire Ryan, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Consulting, TheSaber.com, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Associates, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant. Now, Who's Talking is on Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good morning, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobgood. Well, this is a special edition of Who's Talking for sure, Hobbo.
I think it's the first time we've ever welcomed people with good morning.
I don't think we've ever said good morning. Anyhow, we're delighted to be here at Moore's Volvo at 7211 West Broad Street today, just near Glenside Drive and I-64. We welcome folks to come on out today and share some of their stories and questions and comments about UVA and ACC and NCAA sports.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. I know you're out at the grocery store, but get those groceries and come on out here to Moore's Volvo and visit with us. And we have a terrific show lined up for you this morning. We're on here at Moore's until noon today. We'll be joined in a few minutes by former UVA wide receiver Kevin Coffey. He'll be our first guest in the second half hour. We'll have former UVA basketball guard Mark Newland. He's got the distinction of having been a member of the 1976 championship team.
Not too shabby, Hobbo.
I was not on an ACC championship team. Unfortunately, that's so far been our only ACC championship team, but Coach Bennett will hopefully do something about that before too long. And then in the second hour, we'll have former UVA offensive lineman Mike Mullins join us, as well as former UVA defensive back Dr. Bobby Call. And your calls are welcome, of course, and there are a number of ways that you can follow the show, and you not only can follow it today, you can come and observe it
and
right here.
And even participate.
That's true.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage fans to always send questions and comments to Facebook. Just look up Who's Talking and become a fan. Normally, we ask for more calls, but I think today we'd love to see you here at Moore's Volvo here at 7211 West Broad Street.
That's right. Come and ask your question in person.
We've got wonderful door prizes today. We're going to touch on that in just a moment here, but one of those door prizes is a pair of UVA versus UNC football tickets, which is going to be in high demand very soon, and a wonderful opportunity to see the Cavaliers and the Tar Heels play very soon.
And that's a Thursday night game, I
believe. It is, an 8 o'clock Thursday night game up in Whoville, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, it seems like a long time ago since we were 2-0. You know, the intro, the bumper always talks about the classic Hobbo humor. It's a little harder to be funny when you're 2-6, although maybe a sense of humor is even more critical when you're 2-6. But at any rate.
Hey, what the heck? Today, Virginia is not going to lose.
I know. It's our best Saturday in like 2 months.
We're gonna bounce back, guys. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, I think you know, there's a little of it, but an article in the paper this week, sort of talking to both fans of Tech and Virginia, just sort of cooled a little bit with some of the criticism. And I think Coach London still has the program going in the right direction. They've had good recruiting classes, got another one coming, and I think we're just having some growing pains this year, having to play so many young players.
Absolutely. Yeah. Before I forget. For you smartphone users out there, you can always download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen almost anywhere with that. We talked about Facebook, and come on by the Air Makeshift Studio here at Moore's Volvo. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We've got incredible food today. We've got Little Caesar's Pizza dropping off pizzas here after 11 o'clock. We've also got Dickie's Barbecue Pit providing some wonderful barbecue sliders. And we've also got Switch Beverage Company providing all-natural 100% juices, 100% healthy, and we're going to have a lot of fun today.
Yeah, don't let Mary Jane Ganey hear that down at Zacharias Ganey that I'm eating pizza and barbecue. I'm sure that's not on my list.
It's not on your list, Hobbo. and Linda said you're supposed to behave. And speaking of Linda, real quickly, let's go ahead and run through the drawing prizes today here at Moore's Volvo.
I should add, in my view, this is the most attractive former UVA cheerleader ever.
So, listen, no argument from me. But we're going to let Linda go ahead and describe the prizes today.
Thank you, Frank. Moore's Volvo is going to have present an auto detail certificate for one of the drawing prizes today, and we thank them for that. Also, as Frank mentioned, a pair of UVA versus UNC football tickets will be available to some fortunate person. A Wahoo Wah DVD, History of Cavalier Football, is going to be another drawing prize. In addition, two Sable Edge gift subscriptions. I think you mean Saber.
It's Saber.
Saber Edge gift subscriptions. And then finally, a University of Virginia football vault coffee table book.
And that book was written by Jerry Ratcliffe, who's been a guest on our show.
Now,
and,
isn't Sable a form of mink or something like that?
Would
I mean,
be nice.
That would be a very expensive cover on that. We're really going to draw the fans with that.
Yeah, Saber Edge. And they've been awesome media partners with us from the very beginning. But Linda, you are wonderful, and we might bring you back here later with some predictions and so forth.
Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
All right. Let's remind our fan base here that former UVA wide receiver Kevin Coffey is going to be joining us shortly. We've also got former UVA basketball player, a wonderful guard, Mark Newlin, who's done quite a few things since the days back at the U. We've got Mike Mullins, former UVA offensive lineman, joining us. And we've also got former UVA defensive back Bob Call joining us later in the show. It's wonderful that all four of these folks are going to be here at Moore's Volvo today. Come by and meet them and meet us and share some thoughts with us. And we might even put you on the air at some point if you've got a good question. So,
yeah, kind of a bizarre weekend with Virginia Tech, and Richmond not playing today. Of course, that's one reason we're here doing this. But in the ACC, there are some games today. If you want to just talk about those for a few minutes as we await first guest. But I guess an interesting game down in Chapel Hill, NC State and Carolina kick it off at 12:30, a big rival. Interesting, you know, I mean, North Carolina and Duke, I think, have forever played each other on the last game of the regular season. So it's interesting that they played last week. But for Carolina, you got two big rival games back-to-back, Duke last week, NC State this week.
Well, Carolina's probably still smarting from not only the game in Durham, but those Tar Heels are probably pretty upset with some of the suspensions that were handed down and all the problems they had apparently with the refereeing crew at that game. They were actually reprimanded, which doesn't happen every day in the ACC. Huge game. You'd have to think the Tar Heels will bounce back at Keenan Stadium, but, hey, the Wolfpack beat Florida State this year, so nobody can take them lightly. They've got game.
Yeah, and Tom O'Brien, of course, he's got former Virginia credentials. He was, what, Georgia's offensive coordinator for several years?
An offensive line coach,
yeah.
And really knew his stuff. And it's a shame that he didn't actually follow George.
I think sentiment in that regard.
Yeah.
But at any rate, certainly a big game down there. Maryland versus Boston College in a game that our fan base probably doesn't care a whole lot about, but not to knock Maryland and Boston College. BYU visits Georgia Tech. Kind of, it's been a disappointing season for the Yellow Jackets so far. And speaking of Al Groh, he was let go, what, a week ago? And
yes.
And then Duke at Florida State. Now, Duke is down there as a heavy underdog, but they currently lead their division, which is interesting. It seems like we're looking at a basketball, ranking rather than a football one.
No argument for me. Duke has got to find a way to get to halftime and keep that game close. I think that's the key in that game. It's very unusual to see a non-conference game like Brigham Young traveling to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech this late in the season. I just think that's a very strange situation.
And that's kind of an interesting matchup because they two certainly very different offensive styles between Brigham Young and Georgia Tech. Of course, Georgia Tech with the option offense, and I think Brigham Young likes to throw the ball a lot, has a more traditional offense. So, interesting game there.
Well, as we like to say sometimes there, sometimes everything clicks. And just like a good stopwatch, we've got Kevin Coffey showed up here joining us. It's good to see him. He's a previous guest on the show, and believe it or not, Kevin was on our program almost exactly 2 years ago to the day. So we're not sure what's going on there. That's just the way things work out, but we're delighted to have Kevin here. Kevin is a teacher and teaches social studies at a Thomasdale High School, and he's also the head girls varsity basketball coach. And Kevin also does some football coaching on the side, don't you?
That's correct, yes.
We're thrilled to have Kevin here. Kevin I know you probably have tons of thoughts just about the program and so forth. I'll give you a layup right here. Just overall, when you've watched Virginia over these last few years, as Mike London has introduced his program and talked about his principles of behavior and his good conduct policies and excellent recruiting, what are your thoughts, regardless of this losing streak that they're on right now?
Well, I think he's getting the program in the right direction. You know, he's building from the ground up, from the inside out, and I think that's very important, you know, to instill your beliefs and to get the team to buy into a system, and I think that's working out for him.
You know, it must be interesting for you to coach girls basketball. I want to hear about that real quick. What's that like?
It's entertaining. You know, I love to be able to help these girls improve in their game and every aspect, whether it be from shooting, the defense, the ball handling. But I also like to watch them thrive as they begin to get a better understanding of the game when they come to me as freshmen to when they graduate as seniors.
Well, I'm the one that gets to ask the follow-up basketball questions here. Now, as you walked in the door, you look like a basketball player to me. Did you play yourself in high school?
I did. You know, yeah. I was, believe it or not, I was a point guard in high school.
We could use a point guard right now. Do you have any eligibility left?
No.
You know, we may talk basketball later in the show, but we're having a little problem with a point guard, as you may know. But at any rate, yeah, I mean, I think that's really neat that you had the opportunity to do the coaching. Now, the girls' season now mirrors the men's season, right? When's your first basketball game?
My first basketball game is November 26th, and we actually get going November 7th. So that's when camp starts for us.
Now, you a transition guy? You a little pressure, what, up the tempo?
I like to speed up the pace, you know, keep the ball moving up and down the floor when I can. You know, it helps create easier shots for, especially on the girls' side, you know, as far as
And you're,
as
what,
spacing.
About 6'2"?
I'm 6'4".
6'4" and a point guard. Anyway, we really could use him there. You know, we got to figure out a way to get him a waiver and get him out there.
I tell you what, let's get back to football. I love basketball, but we're not in basketball season yet.
Well, we are 2-6. That may be why we're talking basketball.
How about looks for excuses to talk about basketball? All right, let's get back to football. I think maybe the most documented, most discussed aspect of Virginia's struggles has centered on the receiving corps. And I think the timing of having you on our show here today, I think, is wonderful because I remember you and Billy McMullen, almost like bookends. You guys, with the ball was thrown anywhere near you, you snagged it every time, and you were good possession receivers, keeping the ball in control. But if you broke free, you went a long way.
Right.
It seems like Virginia's players are fast, they're agile, but they're not tucking the ball away, they're not protecting the ball, and way too many times they're dropping the ball. Tell us about the transition some of these kids are going through from being excellent high school stars to playing ACC football.
I think that's the real key there is the transition, and it's a lot more focus, a lot more attention to detail once you get up to the next tier, and I learned that. As I moved on, you know, I wanted to be the one that makes the big plays, but at the same time, I want to get away from everybody. But, you know, you can't do that without the football. So one of the few things I learned early was I had to make sure I caught the football and I possessed the football before I went anywhere.
And yeah, it doesn't do you much good to get open if you don't.
You know, so, you know, it does us no good if you can't bring the ball with you.
You know, so much has been made of the transition from Rocco to Sims because Sims supposedly was going to add the vertical element to the game, yet the receivers haven't caught any bombs except for Gamble stole one in the back of the end zone against Louisiana Tech, which might have been one of the neatest catches I've ever seen because the defensive back went up in the air and had two hands on the football, but when they landed on the ground, Gamble was running past the official holding the football and tossed it to him as if to say, he never touched this ball.
Well, exactly. I mean, you got to play to the whistle and make the referee make the call, and I think he did an excellent job of playing through that.
He sold it as well. Mm-hmm. Not only did he make the reception, but, you know, we've seen footballs this year hit a wide receiver in the helmet on a 45-yard pass. We've seen at least 8 or 9 balls where Darius Jennings or Kanane Severin or pick your guy. Poor Tim Smith has been hurt all year, which I think has really hurt the offense. But, you know, some of the young guys, Dominic Terrell, I call him Hands of Stone. He is setting a record for just deflected balls that lead to interceptions. What do these receivers have to do? I know Sean Moore is the receivers coach. What does he have to do to convince these guys to look it in?
I think it's like a confidence builder. You know, just make sure we focus on just the ball itself. I know we want to get into our routes. We want to get into open space. We want to get up the field. But we have to make sure when that ball is coming our way, that's the only zone we are in, right, is to make sure that we receive that ball.
Does it make any difference when you change quarterbacks as far as catching the ball? Do they throw it with a different rotation or velocity or anything like that? Or if you're a good receiver, it doesn't matter?
If you're a good receiver, it really doesn't matter. You know, a lot of people like to say, I have to get used to, you know, the left-handed quarterback when I've been receiving from a right-hander for 3 years. You know, and I don't think that makes a big difference to me. When the ball's in the air rotating, it shouldn't matter which way it goes as long as you catch it. You know, so I think it's one of those just little detailed things. You know, I know we want to get up the field, but at the same time, we have to make sure that we look that ball all the way through, and all of them aren't going to be perfect.
You know, you're going to get jostled by the defensive back. You're going to be running on different surfaces. I mean, every field is cut differently. You know, the footballs themselves, depending upon the humidity and so forth, has different slickness and. Back in your day, did you wear gloves, or were, gloves hadn't come in really?
Well,
had they?
No, they were here, but they on like early part of the season when it was really humid out, I didn't wear them,
right?
You know, because they, you know, all it did was just make my hands slide in the gloves, and I couldn't stand that, and so I took them off. I went barehanded, you know, because actually the humidity made the ball more tacky than the actual gloves did. Go down, I would put them on because the gloves would then be more sticky. But in rainy situations, again, there's no point in having them because they're just going to slide right through. Whereas the moisture on your hands from the rain is going to actually make the ball a little bit more tactified. So I prefer not to have them in the earlier part of the season, you know, because of that.
You know, it's interesting. Jake McGee, who played right here at collegiate schools and is doing quite well at UVA at tight end, Jake seems to go up and get the ball and clamp down with both hands and come down and possess the ball. It seems to me they're not looking for Jake enough. And I think if they look for Jake a little bit more, and Coulter Phillips and Jeremiah Mathis and the other, who's the other tight end? Paul Friedman.
Right.
Then potentially those wide receivers would get some more separation, more room, because the defensive backs might be distracted more that the tight ends are catching the ball.
Well, yeah, that could help, you know, having that extra lineman, I like to call him extra lineman, you know, being able to go out and to receive the ball, you know, definitely would create a lot more spaces, especially, you know, behind the linebackers where the linebackers are forced to cover these tight ends, you know, so it freed up more open areas for those receivers to get the ball. So that sounds like a plan to me, you know.
All right, we've got about 45 seconds before we go to break, and we're going to keep Kevin over the break for the second segment. But one quick thought before we go to break. You know, Virginia's got this off week. Is this a good time for the bye week for Virginia? Or, I mean, as a player, you know, if you'd lost a game, didn't you want to get right back there and play somebody again? Or?
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes it's good to have that off week, you know, especially when you're going through a tough spell, to kind of, you know, regroup physically and mentally. You know, let's look at what, you know, the mistakes we've been making, what we've been going through, and, you know, how do we use this week to eliminate those, to prevent them from happening in the next games we got coming up.
Well, we're at Moore's Volvo. Please come out, because my wife just got in a Volvo station wagon. So, I mean, you know. All right, we're with Kevin Coffey. Stick with us through the break. We'll bring him back after the break. And please do join us, 7211 West Broad, I believe we're at. So come out and say hello. Prizes here for those that come out, and particularly if you take a test drive. We got food coming. So lots of good things happening here at Moore's Volvo on West Broad Street. Join us, or stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.